Hi, Steve Pomerantz here, host of On the Money with today's On the Money Extra, where we feature market updates and insights as well as guest interviews with noted financial experts to help you stay informed and learn the facts to make the right decisions about money. So let's get started. Not surprisingly, 42% of Americans say household finances cause higher stress levels than issues of personal health and work. Contributing to this stress is the fact that many would feel the financial impact within a month of a primary breadwinner's passing and would also feel a financial pinch within 6 months of the breadwinner passing. And this is where life insurance becomes an important part of the financial planning discussion. Now, I know few of us want to talk about life insurance, which is borne out by the fact that less than half of Americans aged 25 to 64 are covered by an individual policy. But hang on, it's National Life Insurance Month, and as exciting as that sounds, let's take a few minutes to learn about what you need to know about the different types and costs of insurance, and it's time to take your head out of the sand. With me is J.J. Montanaro with USAA. J.J. is an experienced financial planner and authors a personal finance column. Welcome to the show, J.J.
Hi, Steve. Great to be here. And I'm sure I know my calendar when I turned it over to September and Life Insurance Awareness Month popped out and the lights started flashing. And I'm sure the same thing happened for you.
Yeah. Woohoo. Exciting stuff. But really, you know, life insurance it's an important tool for us in financial planning and helping people to figure out how much they need and what they don't need and what type. So what is the most common reason cited for not having a life insurance policy? Is it cost?
I think there's a lot of misperceptions. And as we talk about this a little bit, we can talk about the cost. But I think there's a lot of misperceptions about how much it does cost. So that's a big one. But I think you really hit the nail on the head in the introduction, Steve, that people have a lot of things that are right up in their face on a day-to-day basis, bills to pay, places to go, things to do. And for the most part, nobody is knocking them over the head and saying, hey, do you have enough life insurance? What's your status with life insurance? So to me, I think it's an easy topic to push to the side.
So what is the most important question that someone should ask themselves with respect to life insurance?
Well, you can get bogged down in a lot of details, the type of policy, the premiums, and some of those details are very important. But I think the most important question is just ask yourself, hey, do I have enough life insurance? And because that's what we're doing it for. We're doing it to protect our loved ones, to meet our financial obligations. And so the critical question that you've got to answer is, hey, if something happens to me, am I prepared? And life insurance for a lot of folks is the way to get there.
Yeah. Now, you mentioned there are different types of life insurance. We all know about term, and we know about things, something called whole life or permanent insurance, as it's called by professionals. How does one make a decision as to which is the most appropriate for them?
I think if you begin with the end in mind, you'll end up in the right place. And so what I mean by that is, hey, what is the purpose? What is the reason that I'm going to get this insurance? Mm-hmm. And in most cases, or many of the reasons we get life insurance are going to go away. The mortgage is going to be paid off. Mm-hmm. The kids, knock on wood, are going to graduate and go off on their own and be financially independent. And so those types of reasons to get life insurance, I think, are best covered with temporary or term insurance.
Yeah.
On the other hand, maybe we're building an estate plan and we need to provide some fairness in a situation where we've got a business or a farm or we have survivor benefits that we're trying to replace with insurance. Those are more examples of permanent needs, and I think probably more or better covered with permanent type of insurance that you talked about. So I think if you start with the purpose in mind, you'll get to the right place.
Yeah, you know, life insurance, especially when you're young, is income replacement. So if you're the breadwinner and should you die and you haven't had time to build up assets that will produce income, a nice pile of assets created by a life insurance policy will do a lot to take care of those you care about. So that's the idea. And term insurance can solve that need quite well. And it's also very, very affordable. When you get into this other type of insurance, which is more permanent and lasts much longer and perhaps has some different purposes, the premium outlay is more expensive, But JJ, what's going on inside the policy that makes it more expensive? Is it actually more expensive, or is there something else going on?
Right. What you've got there, Steve, is an investment or a cash value component or an accumulation account. You'll hear it called different things,
yeah.
but it actually builds value within the life insurance policy. So that, like you said, is a big difference, but it comes at a price. They're not doing that out of goodwill. The money that you're putting into that policy on a dollar-for-dollar basis in terms of insurance coverage is typically significantly more than you would put in a term policy.
Yeah.
But you do have that accumulation account.
Yeah, and don't forget that as you get older, the cost of insurance goes up. So if you have term insurance, let's say it's a fixed premium for 10 years or 20 years or even 30 years, when it comes time to replace that insurance, it's going to cost you more because you're older, even if you're in the same financial health position. And, you know, if you do have a health problem, it's either going to be harder to get insurance or more expensive. So this permanent insurance, that buildup, that accumulation is there to help defer some of those future costs, right?
Yeah. Like I said, I think in the right situation, either answer can be the right answer.
Okay.
And, you know, today, from the standpoint of tax, I guess, benefits, there are a lot of cool ways that people, as you know, Steve, can accumulate in a tax advantage way, whether it's a Roth 401k or a Roth IRA.
Mm-hmm.
So I think when you look at the insurance and you decide to go with the term route, that's fine, but you need to follow that up with the savings and taking advantage of those tax advantage type accounts so that you're not having the discussion of, holy cow, I'm 55 or 60 getting ready to retire down the road and I haven't built that nest egg that I needed to build.
Yeah. What about getting life insurance through your employer? Is that a good idea?
Yeah, I think for a lot of people, that's probably the easiest way for them to get coverage. And we're coming up at that point in the year where most folks are going through the enrollment process and signing up at their employer. So I'm all for that. Like I said, I think once you figure out the answer to that first question, we talk about how much do I need, there's certainly no reason not to cover at least some portion of that need with coverage through your employer.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing I worry about sometimes is that if you have all your life insurance eggs in that employer basket, what happens if you lose your job or what happens if you change jobs? So to me, I like to see a little bit of diversification there in terms of having policy that you own yourself or coverage that you own yourself and that is portable, along with whatever you get through the employer, because typically that is a fairly good deal.
Yeah, and it's a good place to start if you're just starting out. You can get that life insurance, and it's really probably going to cost you next to nothing. But as you said, later on, should you separate from your current position and not, let's say you go into business for yourself or something of that nature, then you're going to lose that life insurance, and now you're older, and maybe your health conditions have changed. So you want to diversify the way you get your insurance, but having employer insurance is really not a bad idea. Hey, JJ, if people want to find out more about National Life Insurance Month or just really read up on this in a very easy-to-understand way, where would they go for that?
A couple suggestions, Steve. The first is lifehappens.org. So if you go there, one of the things they have right on the front page is a calculator. So you can get some quick help in answering that critical question of how much insurance do I need.
Mm-hmm.
And then my company, USAA, has a lot of wealth of information, including a life insurance calculator, on our website at usaa.com.
Okay, very good. My guest, JJ Montanaro, certified financial planner and author of a personal finance column, and he is with USAA. JJ, thank you so much for joining us today.
Steve, thanks for having me.
To find out more about JJ and to hear this interview again, don't forget to join the conversation at onthemoneyradio.org.
You're listening to On the Money with certified financial planner Steve Pomerantz. If you'd like information about guests, topics, or anything you hear on this program, call 866-MONEY01 or visit the show's website at onthemoneyradio.org.